Spending a few minutes now with Rosemont head men's basketball coach Bob Hughes. His squad headed to the NCAA tournament for the first time in program history. They will take on a powerful Amherst team in the first round on Friday up in Rochester, New York. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. I mean, the first time to get to the top of this mountain, it's got to be incredibly exciting for you, for the kids, really for the whole campus.
It is, Matt. I think everyone really has savored this moment and appreciated. I think the guys know coming into practice today and our meetings yesterday that there was still work to do, and we're excited to play Amherst. But more than anything, we just are very, very proud to have brought this to the campus. The environment at Cairn University on Saturday was incredible. We were very fortunate to come away with the win. And just more than anything, very happy to bring this to the entire campus community, because a lot of student athletes have worked hard to gain this and fallen short. So for our guys to do it, it's an incredible accomplishment.
Take me back, if you and I are sitting down around Halloween looking ahead to your season, would you have told me, you know, I've got a group here that's got a chance to do some special things? I don't know if you can ever predict a conference title or NCAA tournament, but were you comfortable you had a group that could make things happen?
Matt, we thought in the beginning of the year that we were one of the two top teams in our conference and this was going to be a possibility. Now, the road that we took to get here had some bumps and some curves and some obstacles that we didn't see. So that opinion changed multiple times throughout the season. But ultimately, I was always confident that we had the talent, that we had a group that if we figured it out was going to be able to be competitive. And thankfully, here in the last month, we've really put it together.
When you say put it together here in the last month, what were the gaps that were filled? What were the roles that were stepped into? How did this thing really gel the last few weeks?
Well, I think it starts mostly with the rise of our transfer shooting guard, Keith Blassingale. Keith joined us this fall after 2 years at Cabrini. He had two very successful years. And I think it just took a while for us to mesh with where he fit in with our returning guys. And as he played better, and I think he averaged 37 points a game in the two conference playoff games last week, as he played better, we played better. Some other guys coming through some injuries and some off-the-court issues and just getting a chance to be on the court every single day. It was just one of those years where practice to practice, we had, you know, this group and then that group, and we just never could seem to find a groove. And once we did, towards late January and then into February, things really started to fall in place for us.
So take me back to the conference championship game against Cairn. Tight game, 100-97, right down to the edge. But take me through those last few seconds. When was the moment you started to let yourself think, oh, my God, we're going to do this?
I don't know if it actually happened until the buzzer sounded. But we certainly – it's funny. Having never been in that situation, it was very comfortable in the sense that it's normal. You're still coaching a game in front of you. I think that I thought we had a chance when we were up six with a minute to go, but Cairn came out and hit some tough shots. And we were fortunate that guys really buckled down and made free throws down the stretch. And when Nick Gemmel, our junior backup point guard, stole the ball with, you know, under a second to go, I just kind of turned around to my assistant who's been with me for 7 years and hugged him. And just, it was a moment of jubilation and just absolute, just, it was unbelievable. I really didn't know how to feel in those next 30 minutes and the celebration, cutting down the nets, all that just seemed like a blur now.
So now let's talk about this first round. Amherst, I think they've won the national title twice. I'm sure you're just starting your scout and such, but what do you see on film? What jumps out at you about a pretty powerful team?
I think the first thing that jumps out to you is just their size, their length. It's something we don't see a ton in our conference. They're incredibly skilled. They're incredibly patient. What I've described to them, for people that aren't familiar with Division III, Amherst is essentially the Duke of Division III. Again, multiple national titles in the last decade, multiple Final Four appearances, Elite Eight appearances. They expect to be in the top 10 every single year. Their coach, Dave Hickson, is a legend in Division III. He's been there 41 years, won over 800 games. It's, you know, night and day from our experience here at Rosemont. But ultimately, we're going to go up there and we're going to compete. I think that our style can give them some trouble, and hopefully we can come up there and really compete and come away with a win.
Is there a discussion with the kids? Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a life experience that I'm sure you want everybody to savor, but there's also work to do. So is there a conversation about having a balance of make sure you enjoy this, but don't get caught up in it because we've got 40 minutes of important basketball still to play?
Absolutely. We told them on Saturday that, you know, we were going to come together for the selection show yesterday afternoon. And once that selection show was over, our focus was entirely on whoever that opponent was. I thought it was unfair to try to put that burden on anyone when we didn't know who we were going to play. But once we knew that we had the Mammoths here coming up on Friday night, it was immediately time to refocus our efforts and, again, attempt to win a basketball game. Ultimately, you know, that's something these guys have been pretty good at lately. They've been good at focusing. They've been good at putting a plan into place and executing it, taking the blueprint that the coaches and I try to give them and put it into place. And, you know, this is the greatest challenge this program has ever had. Forget just this season ever. And I hope that, you know, we come up with a good plan. I'm sure whatever plan we come up to, the guys are going to be up to the task. And then it's just whether or not the ball goes in the basket. I hate to sound cliche, but that's what it is.